is Wrestling with Jim Ross on AM 750 WSB. You can talk to America's leading wrestling broadcaster and his guests. Call 872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK. Now, here's Jim Ross.
Thank you very much, and hello again, everyone, and welcome to Wrestling with Jim Ross here on AM 750 WSB. It's our inaugural program. We certainly appreciate you being with us, and if you'd like to participate in the discussion this evening, please call, as you heard, 872-0750, or if you are in Atlanta, if you are outside the Atlanta area, it's 1-800-WSB-TALK. We're going to be with you each and every Sunday night here on AM 750 WSB at 9 o'clock for 1 hour to talk about the happenings in World Championship Wrestling and in the world of professional wrestling. My guest next week on the broadcast, I'd like to remind you, will be the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. He'll be here with us next Sunday night here on the program. And with me here this evening, my colleague on World Championship Wrestling and the Power Hour on TBS each and every weekend. He's a former manager, a very controversial individual, my guest, Paul E. Dangerously. Paul, welcome to the broadcast.
Well, welcome to my show.
No, this is my show. You got to get it right here.
Wrestling with Paul E. Dangerously on AM 750 WSB.
Well, we're starting off exactly as I thought we probably would, but I'm not going to be argumentative tonight, and Missy may just drop by, too, a little bit later on. I didn't tell you that, did I?
Huh?
Well, anyway. Yeah,
that wasn't part of the deal.
Fans, we are going to be taking your calls tonight, and as a matter of fact, we're going to start right now. We're going to take a lot of calls tonight. We're going to have a trivia contest.
There's security at the door.
We're going to be giving away some trading cards from Impel Marketing. A lot of fun tonight. We're going to talk about the things going on in wrestling. And right now, let's go to line three. Daryl in Marietta, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. How you doing?
I'm fine, Daryl. Thanks for calling.
Well, first of all, your guest tonight, I mean, this is getting absurd. Watching this week in and week out, I mean, I don't know if this is part of the show with them two arguing, but if it is, it's getting quite redundant, and I know you...
Daryl, my patience is wearing a little bit thin as well. Paul, do you have any comment for Daryl tonight?
Maybe if you think you can do a better job, you'd like to send in a tape and take my job away from me. Actually, I think if you want to add to the show, you'd take Missy Hyatt's job away from her, and we'd have a much better program.
Well, that's Paul's first response. Daryl, thanks for calling, and let's go now to line one. Willie in Norcross, you're on the air with Wrestling with Jim Ross.
Hey, Jim.
How you doing, Willie?
Yes. My question is, whatever happened to James J. Dillon?
James J. Dillon is not actively managing any longer. I understand he's still in wrestling in an administrative capacity, but not with World Championship Wrestling. Mm. Thanks for calling, Willie.
All right.
Well, you know, Paul, we do have a lot of things going on. We're going to be in Birmingham tomorrow night for big national television taping of World Championship Wrestling. Our Clash of Champions broadcast in prime time on TBS comes up on Wednesday, June the 12th at 8:05 Eastern Time. It's going to be an exciting night. We're going to talk about that card a little bit because we've got some big things to talk about that. We've got a loser of the fall leaves World Championship Wrestling when Flying Brian and Elegante take on Arn Anderson and Barry Windham. We want to talk about that, but we also want to take some more calls. We're going right now to line number two, and Tony, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to know how come Sid Vicious, Mike Callis, Walt Callis, the Road Warriors, the Nasty Boys, and Mike Rotunda have all left the WCW and gone to the other organization.
Well, I tell you, Tony, there's a lot of reasons for that. The basic reason, I think sometimes competitive levels get a little bit incompatible for some individuals. They have agents nowadays, and it's hard to really say exactly why guys leave, but most of these guys have agents. Paul, do you have any comments to make about that?
Well, I can answer this on a personal note, that I used to manage Mean Mark Callis, and he took on the United States Heavyweight Champion Lex Luger and got beat. I was a very good friend of Sid Vicious. He went against Lex Luger and Sting, and he got beat. Now I see Mean Mark is up in a WWF, and he goes against their number two man in the Ultimate Warrior, and he's beating him all over the place, so you tell me which place is tougher.
Let's go back to the phones. We'll go to line five now. Adam and Marietta, thanks for calling.
Yes, I've got two questions. Why at Super Brawl was the stretcher match decided by pinfall when it's supposed to be the loser supposed to be carried out on stretcher?
I think the basic reason for that was neither guy got in the position to be carried out on a stretcher. What's your second question?
Why was the lights out match also decided by pinfall? Because lights out matches I've seen have been decided by the guy has to get up by the 10 count and that didn't happen?
Well, basically, Adam, what a lights out match is, it's not sanctioned by World Championship Wrestling. So that's the significance of a lights out match. So they can be won by a pinfall. They can be won by submission. So in that particular match, that's how that one came about. Paul, we're going to be on TBS on Wednesday, June the 12th. We talked about this live primetime broadcast, Knoxville, USA. One of the big matchups there will be a 2 out of 3 fall event. Beautiful Bobby Eaton, the current television champion, will be taking on Nature Boy Ric Flair, the WCW World's Heavyweight Champion. I think what's really unique about this is that match will be contested with 2 out of 3 falls. What's your assessment of that, the 2 out of 3 fall stipulation?
Well, I think it's a real bad situation for Nature Boy Ric Flair because Beautiful Bobby is really on a roll, and ever since he became a singles wrestler back in October, he has not been beaten. He's now the world's TV champion, means he's the best wrestler on television, and if he can take Flair in the first fall, I think Beautiful Bobby's going to be the next heavyweight champion of the world.
All of our lines are full right now, but we are going to go to our long-distance number and our line in Philadelphia. Steve, are you on the air?
Yes.
What's your question?
My question is, why isn't the WCW recognizing the name NWA? I mean, the NWA has a lot of history behind it, and the WCW just doesn't seem to recognize it.
Well, I'll tell you something, Steve. It's not the fact that we do not recognize it. The situation was that WCW, the name has been changed. We still do recognize the former champions, the great heritage, the hard-hitting style of the National Wrestling Alliance. But the only difference is the name change. The name of World Championship Wrestling seemed to be a little bit more contemporary. We still mention NWA from time to time, but that's basically the reasoning for that. But we do appreciate you calling from Philadelphia. Paul, you know, the name has changed, but the style of wrestling has not. I think WCW has the hardest-hitting, most competitive style in the sport, and we both watch a lot of wrestling. I know you watch everything that you're on, but you watch other stuff as well. There is a difference in what WCW does.
Oh, of course there is. This is high-impact wrestling, and, you know, being from New York, where violence is a way of life, I enjoy seeing hard-hitting sports. I don't like participating in them, but I enjoy watching them, and that's what WCW is all about. It's high-impact professional wrestling.
Let's go to line 4, Hot Wheels in Ackworth, Georgia. You have a question regarding Paul and Missy?
I have a few comments, basically. I'm going to try to make them quick as possible.
Okay.
I am the teenager age to Gertrude Ackworth, 16 in wrestling, after all. Number one, Jim Ross, me and some of my friends, we love what you're doing and everything. We are starting the Radio Rowdies. My partner called earlier, Adam Fischel from over there in Marietta.
Right.
He, after all, is... Yeah, he is my friend, the Walton Raider. We think what you're doing. Paulie Dangerous, I mean, the guy makes me sick. I mean, I heard he went out on a double date with Liberace. Oh, and they didn't take either women or anything, you know. Dangerously lost, after all, you lost that mama's boy from Luke. You're no class, man.
Well, thank you very much. We'll just move right on from that. We do appreciate your call anyway. Paul, I don't think that comments deserve any edification.
I liked him. He's my kind of guy.
Oh, he sure sounds like your kind of guy. All right, let's go now to line 5. Adam is on line 5. Adam, you want to talk about the Nature Boy?
Yeah, I just got a question about, does Ric Flair have a loose sperm count?
Well, we just lost another one. There he goes. We have to keep it clean here, ladies and gentlemen. This is...
You better stop taking all these calls from New York.
Are those your buddies from New York?
Well, that was Guido, and I think that was Vinny from Brooklyn that just called.
Well,
thank you, Vinny. Thank you.
Karen, line 1, you're on the air with Jim Ross.
Hi.
How you doing?
Fine. I'm going to act responsibly.
Thank you, Karen.
You're welcome.
And you can't go out on a date with me, honey.
Oh, please.
Oh, this is not the dating game. So what's your question, Karen?
Two things really quickly. First of all, when are you going to come back to Center Stage for tapings in Atlanta? I miss them so much.
I think we're back in Center Stage in September, but I'll look that up and we'll have the date before we go off the air, okay?
Okay. And I just want to say, Polly, I just love you so much, and I really wish that you had pulled all of Missy's hair out Sunday night at the Omni.
Hey, are you over 18?
She's already gone, Paul.
Hello? Hello? Oh, why'd you hang up on her so early?
Line 2, Rand, your call.
Can we get her back on?
Hey, I got two things here to say. First one is, whatever happened to that guy, Miss Wonderful, Paul Orndorff?
Paul Orndorff. I think he's running his bowling alley in Fayetteville, Georgia.
Yeah, I knew he had a bowling alley, but, you know, I just don't see him no more.
Well, he still wrestles part-time and freelances around the country, but he's not with any major organization right now, Ram, but he is still in great shape, and I think he's spending most of his time in his bowling alley. Let's go to line three. Christian, you have a comment.
Yes.
And it is?
There's a rumor going around that Sid Vicious is leaving the NWA.
Sid Vicious has left the NWA. He's no longer here.
Okay, thanks.
You're surely welcome. Thank you for calling Wrestling with Jim Ross. This is AM 750 WSB, and we'll be back with more of our program. If you'd like to participate, you can call locally 872-0750 or outside the Atlanta area. It's 1-800-WSB-TALK. On AM 750 WSB. And welcome back, everyone, to Wrestling with Jim Ross on AM 750 WSB. Our meteorologist, Kirk Mellis, says tonight, any thunderstorm will be ending. It's going to be humid and hazy tonight with a low of 68. Tomorrow, partly sunny and hot. High of 93, low of 72. It's 81 degrees right now in Atlanta. We're going back to the phones, and we're going to go to line number six. And line number six, Jason, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. How's it going?
I'm fine, thanks. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for having my call on the air now. I got two real quick questions to ask.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, back at WrestleWar, you remember when Nikita hit Lex Luger with the U.S. title belt?
Yes, sir.
What happened to that belt?
That belt then about a few weeks later was banged around in a match on television on TBS and was pretty much mutilated. I think the belt is now in Mr. Hurd's office at the CNN Center, so it's in retirement. We have a new United States title belt. What's your other question?
Are there going to be six-man title belts made?
Yes, they have been made, and they're really nice. I've seen them, and we should be having them on TV in the next few weeks.
Okay.
So they're good-looking belts. Thanks very much for calling.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. Let's go down to line seven, and Larry, there you go. Larry, you on the air?
Yeah, Jim.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to ask you, why did Ricky Morton leave ringside when he was tag-teaming with Dustin Rhodes when Barry Windham came out?
Well, you know, we have Paulie Dangerously here on Wrestling with Jim Ross tonight, and he's in the studio with me. Paul did a Danger Zone right after that. I know you had a conversation with Ricky. Paul, what's Ricky's feelings right now regarding the York Foundation?
Well, what's happened is that Ms. Alexandra York, on behalf of the York Foundation and all its executives, offered Ricky Morton a contract to wrestle for her corporation, and she had all her lawyers and all her advisors and all the senior vice presidents in the back, and Ricky Morton went to the locker room to look over the contract. It was quite simply just a business proposition.
Thank you very much for your call, Larry. We do appreciate that. And let's go down to line one. Mike, you're on the air on AM 750 with Jim Ross and Paulie Dangerously.
Hi. I got a question about Tully Blanchard. Is he still wrestling?
No, he is not, Mike. Tully Blanchard is in working right now with the churches, and he's doing some minister work over in the Carolinas, so he's no longer in the wrestling business. He's made quite a change in his life there. Let's go now to line two. Doug from Smyrna, you're on the air.
Hey, Jim, how you doing?
I'm fine, thanks for calling.
I wanted to tell you, first of all, I always followed the NWA, WCW, whatever you want to call it, and I've always thought the WWF was kind of like clown shit. But I see the WCW going to the same type thing in as bringing Big Josh in, who everybody knows is Maniac Matt Bourne. Why do they do that?
Well, I'll tell you something. When you look at a television program and you try to have something for everyone, you certainly want to, you've got to have a little bit for everybody. And as far as Matt Bourne now being Big Josh, sometimes in a guy's career, when he thinks his career may not be going the direction he chooses, sometimes he likes to change his name and change his personality a little bit, change his style, and hopefully it'll be for the best for Big Josh. But I don't think you're ever going to see WCW going in the direction that the WWF is going in. We're going to go back to the phones right now. We're going to go to Mike in Lawrenceville. Hi, Mike.
Good evening.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. I've followed the WCW for quite some time now, and I have two quick questions for you.
Okay.
First, do you know what wrestler has the longest shot put throw? Do you have any idea?
The longest shot put throw?
Yes.
I would say probably Jim Neidhart.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the second?
Well, that was very nice of him, wasn't it? We do appreciate your call, Mike, and when your mom and daddy let you back outside, you probably call us again, okay? Let's go back now to, we're going to go down to line number 8. Let's go to line 8. And, Brian, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. My name is Brian Heist, and I'm the president of the Jim Cornette Fan Club.
You're calling from Long Island, New York, I understand.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. What's your question or comment?
I just wanted to say that after talking it over with Mr. Cornette, we started to announce the formation of the club on your new show. If I could I just give an address to... for where people could write for more information?
Well, I'll tell you what, why don't you, I don't know exactly how to handle that. I don't want to take the time
right now. I'll tell you how to handle it right now. First of all, if you want to be stupid enough to start a fan club for Jim Cornette, we shouldn't even allow you on the air. And as for you being from Long Island, New York, you should be from Long Island because that's not even really part of New York. It's more like being from Jersey. You probably have a toxic waste dump right outside your house, and I think we should hang up on you right now, Jim Cornette fan club.
All right.
He's from New York. He's probably not even from New York. He probably just said it to add you. Take me. We have real human beings in New York.
Fans, we're going to have a little trivia contest coming up a little bit later. What we're going to do here, I want you to listen very closely. We're going to be giving the winner of the trivia contest a case from Impel Marketing of the Stomp Collection. These are the great new trading cards that are available now in the stores or wherever you would buy trading cards. These are going to be collector's editions. I can guarantee you that. And we want you to participate in our trivia contest, but there's a special number you need to call. The number to remember is 741-0750. That is our contest line, 741-0750. And we're going to take the 10th caller. Daryl, is that okay? The 10th caller on 741-0750. We want to know, in January of 1991, Paul E. Dangerously had an altercation in an arena with a National Football League star. What was the arena and who was the star? The 10th caller.
Oh, I know the answer.
741-0750.
I know the answer.
We're going to go back to the phones. Why don't you just be quiet, will you? Calm down. Drink some decaf coffee and just be calm. We're going to line 2 because Tyrone has a question or a comment about Sting.
Nah, man, I don't want to talk about Sting. I wonder when them going to be a brother champion. I'm sick of all them white people being champions.
Well, I'll tell you what, Tyrone, I believe that there's a great athlete by the name of Ron Simmons that certainly has an opportunity to gain that lofty status. The All-American from Florida State is really doing well in WCW, and I think he's going to have a great chance to be the world's heavyweight champion somewhere down the road. We're going to go down to line 3. Bob, you're on the air.
Yes, Jim, I read in the newspaper that the World Wrestling Federation will hold its largest summer show on July 14th. Is that true?
Their largest show of the summer on July 14th?
Yeah, Busch Stadium in St. Louis. And it said the main event will feature the Ultimate Warrior versus the Undertaker, and the loser being carried from the ring in a coffin.
I'm not really aware of that. I know they're going to be in St. Louis about that time. I know on July 14th, where we're going to be in Baltimore for the Great American Bash pay-per-view spectacular that we'll be talking about here in the upcoming weeks. Let's go now to line number 5, and you're on the air, AM 750. This is Jim Ross, and go ahead.
Hello, I'm a big fan of the Steiner Brothers, and I want to know, I have 3 quick questions.
All right.
When was the Steiner Brothers best made the Clash of Champions?
The Steiner Brothers, the Clash of Champions, are wrestling Hase and Chono from Japan. They are the number one international contenders for the Steiner's IWGP titles. What's your second question? You got a question?
And I want to know, what happened to Mike Rotunda?
Mike Rotunda left World Championship Wrestling, and Mike is, I'm not sure, Mike's competing, I think, up in New York.
Up in New York.
And I have a comment from Paul E.
Okay, hurry.
I want to tell him that whatever men can do, women can do better.
Attaboy. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it very much. We are now, if I'm not mistaken, at time for a little commercial break. We have to pay a light bill here, right, Gary?
Now, back to America's leading wrestling broadcaster. It's Wrestling with Jim Ross. You can talk to Jim Ross and his guests. Call 872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK. Now, back to Jim Ross.
Thanks very much, and welcome back, everyone, to AM 750 WSB. If you'd like to be involved in the broadcast, as you heard the numbers, if you're in the Atlanta area, it's 872-0750. Or if you're outside the Atlanta dialing exchange, we encourage you to call 1-800-WSB-TALK. We had our trivia contest our first question a little bit earlier. The question was, in January of this year, in a major arena, my guest in the studio, Paulie Dangerously, had an altercation of sorts with a current star in the National Football League. And we have Tim on the air. Tim, are you there?
Yes.
And you have the answer.
It's Lawrence Taylor.
And what arena?
Wasn't it the Meadowlands?
You got it, Tim. You are the winner tonight of the collection of trading cards, a stomp collection from Impel Marketing. You're going to really like these. I got a set of them. I think that anybody that's a collector is really going to get into this stuff, and they're available right now wherever cards are sold. Tim, we appreciate you calling. I have your address. We will mail your cards out. You will have them this week, and thanks for listening to the program. Paul, we have a big event coming to the Omni in Atlanta on Sunday, June 23rd, 7:30 will be the starting time in the Omni. A tremendous card there. A lights-out Texas death match is the main event. Sting will take on Nikita Koloff. The fans that may not be familiar, you might want to explain exactly what a Texas death match is.
Well, Texas death match, a lights-out Texas death match, is a very controversial match. World Championship Wrestling will not sanction this match. As a matter of fact, in New York and New Jersey, where I come from, they won't even allow it to be held within a wrestling arena. And what happens?
They have them in cabs there.
They have them in cabs. They have them in the subways. Yeah, you know, we do it in the streets. But you see, that's exactly what it's all about. It's like being in a street with a guy. There are no rules. There's nothing. You can't stop the match because a guy's bleeding. You can't stop the match on disqualification on a countout. It's still actually one man's going to leave the building and the other man doesn't.
And the thing to remember, fans, in the Omni, a Texas death match, it can go to any number of falls. There'll be a 30-second rest period between falls, and the way that a winner is determined is for his opponent not to be able to answer the bell from that after the bell rings. So it's going to be a tough situation. As a matter of fact, to that big event in the Omni, it's one of the biggest lineups of the year in the Omni. Sunday, June 23rd, 7:30 is the starting time. Tickets are on sale now. As a matter of fact, I really encourage you to get your tickets early. They're on sale at all Ticketmaster outlets, and will be available the day of the event at the box office at the Omni. Now we're going to go back to the phones. We're going to go to Peter and Sandy Springs. Hi, Peter, and thanks for calling.
Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm fine, thanks.
Okay, Jim Ross, I just wanted to tell you that you're one of the best commentators in wrestling I've seen today.
Well, thanks, Peter. I appreciate that. Do you have a question or a comment to Paul E?
Yeah, Paul E, are you going to have another danger zone? Because that's the best part of the card, because you always mouth off to the good guys and you get pounded. And I just love it.
Oh, yeah, the danger zone is still alive and well. See, everybody's been talking about how I was fired from the danger zone on Saturday night. I'm the co-host of the Saturday Night Show with Jim Ross. The Danger Zone, being such a hot show, is now exclusively on Sunday nights on Superstation TBS on the WCW main event.
Peter, thanks for calling. We appreciate you listening to Wrestling with Jim Ross here on AM 750 WSB.
He's very
Let's go now to line number. Yeah, he's probably one of your buddies. Let's go to line. Let's go to Jeff on a car phone. Jeff, thanks for calling.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. I understand you've got a trivia question.
Yeah, good trivia question. What wrestler holds the record for the most touchdown catches in the old Florida Citrus Bowl?
What wrestler holds the record? That's a great question. Paul, do you want to try that one?
I think it was Joe Pettisino, who was sitting up about on a 50-yard line.
No, not hot dog eating.
And they ran out of pizzas and pretzels to stuff his face with.
You stumped us.
No, it was Paul Orndorff when he played for the University of Tampa.
There you go. There you go.
Well, that was my second answer.
I happened to be at that game, and I saw him at an airport and asked him the question. He couldn't believe that record was still standing, but it's still there in the record books.
Jeff, thanks for calling.
Got it.
We appreciate it. Thanks for listening.
I got a trivia question for you.
All right.
Who cares?
Yeah, well, that's a great Jeff call. My car phone and interesting question there. Let's go to Scott. Scott, do you have a question or comment on Wrestling with Jim Ross on AM 750 WSB?
Yes, thank you. Hi, Jim.
How you doing?
Say I'm glad to see that you made it on the radio. I've been a big fan of yours for years with Bill Watts. And I also got a comment for Paul Ree that I'm going to ask you a question, and that'll be it.
Okay.
My comment to Paul Ree, and I hope you can hear me, Mr. Dangerously.
I can hear you just fine.
I applaud you for some of the things you do, but I find some of the things that you do kind of wacky. You and Missy, you're grown-ups. Start acting like it. And my question is, you see a lot of unknown wrestlers that come on, there are none names like Randy Barber, and then there was one who was a bouncer here in Atlanta that had a mishap. You no longer see him on wrestling.
Uh-huh.
How does one become a wrestler through that means?
Well, I'll tell you something. I appreciate your call. To get into wrestling is a very difficult situation, and basically there's several wrestling schools, one in Lovejoy, Georgia, as a matter of fact, that we'll be telling you fans about. We're going to be telling you how you can get into wrestling as these shows progress in the next few weeks. It's a very involved process, I can assure you that. It's a very involved process, and we'll be talking about that. I'm not giving you a very good answer. There's a lot of schools. There's a lot of camps. You're going to have a lot of athletic ability. There's an interview process to go through, physical process testing and so forth, but it's not easy to get into that. I want to have an interesting question here. I want to go to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And Lee, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. What's going on tonight?
How you doing? How's it in Baton Rouge?
Baton Rouge is kind of hot down here, but I didn't say so. I want to ask you, I know the Russian Nightmare Nikita Koloff is now feuded with Sting.
Yes, he is.
Well, I was going to ask you, who's now challenging Lex Luger the title?
Well, I'll tell you something. I think Lex Luger has his focus on the World's Heavyweight Championship because Lex Luger at the Clash of Champions live on TBS on Wednesday, June 12th, will be wrestling the great Muta. And Muta defeated Sting very controversially in Tokyo in March. So Muta's the number one international contender. Luger's the number one contender overall in WCW ranking. So I think Lex Luger, he's going to have a lot of challenges. There's a lot of great athletes coming after Luger. But I think right now Luger has almost got his career, the U.S. title, on hold because he's preparing to wrestle Ric Flair at the Great American Bash if he can beat the great Muta, which is a big if. What do you say, Paul?
Oh, it's a real big if. As a matter of fact, tomorrow night in Birmingham, Alabama, when we film our next set of national television tapings, if I can get a danger zone with Lex Luger, I'm going to ask him why he's disgracing the U.S. title by ignoring it in pursuit of this egotistical goal.
Thanks for calling from Baton Rouge, and is it Nella?
It's Nella.
Nella, how you doing? What's your question here on Wrestling with Jim Ross on AM 750 WSB?
Yes, I'd like to know what exactly is going on with Dustin Rhodes and Mrs. Alexandria York.
Well, a lot of people are asking that question right now. I can tell you that. I think that what I see in this is that Dustin Rhodes is undefeated in WCW. He's an outstanding athlete. We all know his father is the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, who will be my guest right here in the studio next Sunday night on Wrestling with Jim Ross on AM 750 WSB. I think she's recruiting a guy just like you would a blue chip football player.
Well, you see, here's another thing. I'd like to get a danger zone tomorrow night during the national TV taping in Birmingham, Alabama with maybe Dustin Rhodes, because here's a kid that's been offered a huge contract by Ms. Alexandra York and New York Foundation. He's been turning her down, but the money keeps going up, and sooner or later, he's going to have to give that magic answer of yes.
Big A, you're on the air on Wrestling with Jim Ross. What's your question or comment?
Jim, I think you're a real nice guy, and I...
Well, you don't know him too well.
Well, I didn't ask nothing out of you, Jim Cornette.
Well, it's close. It's Paulie Dangerously, but, you know...
He acts like Jim Cornette to me.
Well, thank you, Einstein. Spit the tobacco out and ask your question.
I ain't asking you nothing. I'm talking to Jim Ross. I want his you a full strength.
That a boy. What's your question?
Have you seen... what's his name? The guy used to beat Ric Flair. What's his name?
Well, I don't know. Not too many guys that beat Ric Flair. And, you know,
you got to stop having your relatives call in, you know.
You can't remember who he was?
What is his name? He's a real dark white guy, you know.
Well, I'm really not sure. I'll tell you what, you think about it and call us back. But I appreciate
okay.
Thanks
like
for
in a week when I'm not here.
Thanks for calling us. We're talking about Ric Flair. Flair, the world's heavyweight champion. I was certainly a marked man. And we are going now to line. We're going to go talk to Ryan in Snellville. Hi, Ryan.
Hi. I'd just like to comment on, I've been watching wrestling for many, many years. And it's been a real joy, and I really don't care about this Missy Hyatt thing with Polly here. It really doesn't.
A lot of us don't care about that.
And Polly needs to mind his business, and so does Missy Hyatt, and you're doing a wonderful job. Thanks a lot.
Ryan, thanks for calling. We appreciate your call. This is Wrestling with Jim Ross on AM 750 WSB. Don't forget, next Sunday night, 9 o'clock, we'll be here with you each and every Sunday night, as a matter of fact, here on AM 750 WSB. And next week, my guest in the studio will be the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. But right now, we're going to go back to the phones. Tommy, you're on AM 750 WSB.
Yes, I was wondering if Jimmy Valiant's still wrestling.
Jimmy Valiant. I hadn't heard that name in a long time. Jimmy Valiant, I think, is still wrestling from time to time. believe he, Paul, doesn't he live over in Charlotte?
He lives in Charlotte, and his wife owns a big flower shop over there, so he's real comfortable. You know, his wife brings home a lot of money, and he just sits back and rakes in the dough.
Jimmy Valiant, interesting question. Was real charismatic at one time. Let's go now to...
back in the 20s.
Let's go down to William and LaGrange. William, you're on the air.
I want to know is WCW wrestlers going against the WWF wrestlers.
Okay, you have to
enunciate. I think the word is enunciate.
Say that one more time. What's your question?
I said, is the WCW wrestlers ever going to go against the WWF wrestlers?
Oh, is the WCW ever going to go into WWF? I'd love to see that, almost like a Super Bowl or a World Series. It'd be great. I'd put my money on the WCW anytime, but I'm not going to hold my breath on that one. I don't think that's ever going to happen.
All right, no more calls from Mayberry.
You know,
okay,
fans, we do appreciate you being with us here tonight. You know, we got a great weekend of television coming up this weekend. 9:05 for the Power Hour. Some big matches this coming on the Power Hour this week. We introduced a lot of new wrestlers yesterday on World Championship Wrestling. Stunning Steve Austin, Black Blood, Johnny B. Bad was on the broadcast. PN News is really becoming a great sensation. We've got a great broadcast for you this coming Saturday night, 6:05. That program being airing in one of the flagship programs on TBS since, I guess, 1973. 6:05, Paul Lee and I'll be there. Missy Hyatt will be there as well, Paul. And it should be a great broadcast. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, well, certainly will. As a matter of fact, next Saturday night on Superstation TBS at 6:05 Eastern Time, Dusty Rhodes has another full drop in with a very good friend of mine, Arn Anderson, and Mr. Anderson has asked me to look into this Jason Hervey situation.
Jason Hervey becoming a nemesis of Paulie Dangerously, and we'll be talking about that a little bit later in the broadcast here tonight. Fans, you heard us give away those trading cards a little bit earlier in the broadcast from Impel Marketing. This is really something special. If you're a baseball card collector or you collect football cards, as I have for many, many years, then I want to tell you to get in on the ground floor of this situation. Wherever trading cards are sold, these are great cards from Impel Marketing. Great people over in Raleigh, North Carolina. I think there's probably 200 cards in this set. We gave a lucky winner a set of those cards a little bit earlier. Tim Floyd won the set of the cards. Missy Hyatt has a card. Myself, the two announcers. For some reason, Paul Lee was left out of that situation. But we're going to be giving away sets, a whole shelf box full of these trading cards every Sunday night here on the program. But these are great collector's edition cards. Get them early, and we'll be talking more about the value of collecting trading cards, wrestling trading cards, in upcoming weeks. Welcome back to AM 750 WSB. I'm Jim Ross, and you're listening to Wrestling with Jim Ross. And I want to tell you that our meteorologist, Kirk Millis, says that tonight any thunderstorms will be ending. It's going to be humid and hazy tonight with a low of 68 degrees. Tomorrow, look for it to be partly sunny and hot with a high of 93. The low tomorrow night, 72 degrees. Right now, it is 80 degrees in Atlanta. Remember, back in the Omni, WCW action in the Omni will be Sunday night, June 23rd, 7:30 will be the starting time. Next week, we'll be giving some primo tickets away for that event in the Omni. It was a big, big card. We mentioned Sting and Nikita Koloff and the Lights Out Texas Death Match, Stretcher Match. Elegante and Lex Luger will take on Ric Flair and the One Man Gang. The Steiner Brothers will defend the World Tag Titles against Stan Hansen and Barry Windham. Just three of the many great matches that you can see, and I hope you get by Ticketmaster and get your tickets for that one. We want to go now to Daniel in Woodstock. Daniel, how you doing?
Fine. Yes, I'd like to know why WCW does not recognize when Harley Race beat Ric Flair in Auckland, New Zealand for the world title.
I didn't know they didn't.
Well, if they did, it'd make him 8-time world heavyweight champion.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I'd have to research that. I wasn't aware. I thought that included his 7-time reign, but I will do some research. So that's a very good question, Daniel. We do appreciate you calling from Woodstock. Right now, Philip has a question. Philip, you're from Duluth, I see. You have a question about the junior heavyweight title.
Yeah, I heard it is going to be coming back. I didn't know if it was, and if it was, it was going to be a tournament or
well,
they don't have one.
Right now, Philip, what the situation is that the WCW officials Angeles, led by Executive Vice President Jim Hurd, examining the concept and the feasibility of reinstituting the junior heavyweight division. I'm not sure if it's going to be it's going to come through or not, to be quite honest with you, but we hope to have an announcement on one of our broadcasts on TBS. Of course, you can hear every weekend, 9:05 Saturday morning, 6:05 Saturday night, and 6:05 Sunday nights, on most Sunday nights, except tonight, the Braves were on, and the Braves are really making us all very, very proud. They're playing great. Paul, let's take another call. Byron in Peachtree City.
Yes, I'd like to identify black blood, please.
You'd like to do what?
I'd like to identify black blood.
I'd like to identify black blood.
Right.
Okay, who do you think black blood is?
I believe he's Billy Jack Haynes.
Well, that's probably a good guess. I wouldn't have any idea. Well, maybe he'll be unmasked somewhere down the road. I know one thing. He was a very, very impressive individual yesterday on our broadcast. Treat.
It's Threat.
Threat, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. I have two quick questions for you.
Okay.
First of all, are you going to be making any appearances this summer in the Seattle Center Coliseum up in Seattle, Washington?
I don't think we're scheduled for Seattle. But I will do some checking on that. Are you going to be up that way?
Yeah, that's where I live during the summertime.
Uh-huh.
And we have season tickets to the Seattle Supersonics. It's the NBA basketball team.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that's my favorite team. And so I was just wondering, that's where I'm going up there.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll be giving out. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. And my second question is, I've seen Paul lately, and
Well, I guess he had a little...
He's in Seattle for the summer because that's where the work release program sends him.
That
he and his mother were high... something they did in Louisiana.
The high caffeine cocoa. Charlie, you're on the air on AM 750 WSB. This is Jim Ross.
Yeah, is it true that Mr. Hughes is the big cat?
Mr. Hughes, I think, used to be the big cat. I call him Mr. Big Cat. He's so big. He's 375 pounds. He can be anything he wants. He's quite a bodyguard for Alexander York, no doubt about that. Let's take another call. Michael. How you doing, Michael? You're
here. Hey, Jim Ross. What you doing?
Oh, I'm just babysitting Paulie Dangerously. What's your question or comment?
I was wondering, where's Buzz Sawyer?
Buzz Sawyer. I think Buzz Sawyer has a wrestling school in Sacramento, California, and from time to time wrestles in Japan. I do appreciate your call. Thanks very much. Paul, we've got a lot of things. We want to thank everybody for calling tonight. We're going to be here. I'm going to be here. You're not going to be here. Thank goodness. Each and every Sunday night, 9 o'clock right here on AM 750 WSB.
I'm not.
Remember, next week on the broadcast, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, will be here as our guest in the studio. We're gonna have a lot of fun with the American Dream here next Sunday night. We want you to be sure and listen to the broadcast. And this weekend, big weekend of TV for us at TBS because we're getting ready for our June 12th Class of Champions. Paul, I know you have on your mind to perhaps interview Jason Hervey of the Wonder Years.
Yeah, I've challenged Jason Hervey, who's Missy Hyatt's boyfriend. I've challenged Jason to be on the Danger Zone at the Clash of the Champions. He has not responded to my letters. He's not responded to my phone calls. So during the bull drop in this Saturday, either he's going to respond to me or I'm going to just maybe drop in on old Dusty Rhodes and ask him about his little sidekick.
Well, I think that would be a real intelligent thing for you to jump right up in the face of the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, and just really tell him how you feel.
He's afraid of me.
Dusty Rhodes is afraid of me. Oh, I'm sure that he is.
I get fan letters from him all the time.
Oh, yeah?
He's a big fan.
All right. Well, let's go back to some more calls. We've got a little bit of time left. We're going to take some more calls.
Did you know that?
William, you're on the air on AM 750 WSB. William is gone. Hello, you're on the air on AM 750 WSB.
Yes, I have three quick questions.
All right.
One of them, I was wondering, did Big Van Vader go back to Japan?
Big Van Vader wrestles a great deal in Japan, in Mexico, and in Germany, but he'll be back in WCW sometime this summer.
Another thing, I was wondering if you know of any of the events they're going to have when the Great American Bash Tour comes to the Omni August.
The Great American Bash Tour will be in the Omni on Sunday, August 26th. We'll tell you about that and much more information right here next week on the broadcast. Paul, thanks for being with us. I'll see you in Birmingham tomorrow night.
I don't have to stop talking, do I?
You have to stop talking.
You're not going to cut my microphone. I mean, I really have a lot of things to say.
Well, that's all for Paulie Dangerously. Boy, this is really great. I love this part of the program. I can control this microphone. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd certainly appreciate you being with us here tonight on AM 750 WSB on Wrestling with Jim Ross. We had a lot of fun tonight. I'm sorry we couldn't get to all the phone calls. Our phones were banked up all night long. We had every line lit. Certainly a great way to kick off the broadcast. Don't forget, next week, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, will be here with us in the studio, 9 o'clock next Sunday night. Be sure and join us this weekend on TBS for all the great WCW wrestling action. So until next week, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Jim Ross. So long, everybody.